Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know, I talk about leftists, and I explain to you who they are, what they represent, why they are so demonic. And no story surprises me about them. You know, so we know what they've done to try to squelch us. By the way, I am back on Twitter. Some of you already know this. Got back on Twitter on Friday. And here's what's interesting, and I'm going to cover this guy, Yoel Roth, just so you're clear. I don't want to make it a cliffhanger. This guy was one of the most debaucherous human beings, and this is the guy who determined who got to be on and who didn't, and what information was there and wasn't. And let me just tell you this. When you hear things like Pizzagate and leftists who believe in child sexualization and, you know, children being sexualized and pedophilia being condoned, etc., I give you the left. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, folks, there's a lot of news that broke since we last talked, and we're going to get to that. But I'm going to tell you, the way that we do this show, just so you're clear, is we'll take on a theme, and I will interweave some of the other things that are happening inside of, you know, politics and pop culture with that theme. And the theme here is Yoel Roth, the scumbag, who worked for the FBI and then worked for Twitter as the person who was determined who could live and who could die on the platform. And I got out of jail. And I've been joking about it. I said, while I was in Twitter prison, I did the what got me through was I sang old Negro spiritual, swing low, sweet chariot. Stop and let me ride. So I get back on Twitter. Get this. I've got 25,500 people, which I had more than that. But I figured Elon got rid of bots. Maybe that's what happened. So within 30 minutes of being on Twitter, I had 55,000 people. Now, when I tell you that social media was stopping me because they didn't want my voice to be heard, I was on Twitter. They reinstated my account, 25,000 people. And 30 minutes later, I had 55,600. Now, I don't know how fast I'll grow. I don't know any of the details of how that maybe there was some they were stuck in purgatory, or maybe they thought my people were bots and they let my people go. I don't know. But my old account, by the way, they killed it. And so which it had 400 people, maybe 500, 400 or 500 people. It didn't have that many. But they killed that account. That's okay. And so I started tweeting to Elon. I thought, isn't it amazing that a South African dude freed a black guy from Twitter apartheid in America? I was a political prisoner here like Nelson Mandela. Anyway, so much. I'm so happy you guys are supporting me. Now, here's the other thing. I'm going to be on Twitter. I'm going to tweet. But I'm going to also be on Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N, which is my Facebook/Twitter equivalent. I'm going to be on Wimkin because that's the site that I believe in. It's a site I'm a principal in, too, by the way. And I encourage you to download that because I'm going to be double posting. But I'll put the real hot stuff on Wimkin. And we're going to be doing our shows over there and a bunch of other stuff. So please do that. Get the word out. Let people know. So going back to this, these leftists who want to pretend that they care all about you, they care about the women and the children and the orphans and the baby seals and all that. Let me tell you, they will bludgeon you to death with your own weapons if they get the chance. Don't turn your back on them. former Twitter head of trust and safety. That's what Yoel Roth was. They say he's on the run. They report it, based on information from a source that CNN did not name, Roth had gone into some level of hiding after threats emerged due to what CNN called Elon Musk's campaign of criticism against him. So this is Musk's fault. You know what? Before I get into this story here that I want to talk about with Elon, because it's big news and it's worthy of exploration, I want to tell you about, I have the exact date that I got kicked off Twitter, because I'm looking at it, April 20th of 2021. So I was off of Twitter more than a year. And here's what I wrote. Hey, at Jack, any plans to shadow ban this spreader of misinformation, you sanctimonious skank? And it was a guy who I retweeted. There is now a Brian Sicknick truth movement on the right, which suggests Sicknick either died of natural causes or was murdered to tarnish ex-President Trump. Today, this new conspiracy theory made its way to the National Review. I trace it to its source. Now, I also had tweeted about the New York Times, which is what I had said about this, why I got kicked off. But that was the tweet. That was the last tweet that I had. And so over a year and a half, I've been kicked off Twitter. And here is my vindication. I have my actual vindication thing here that I want to show you guys. This is from Twitter themselves. It was my reinstatement. And essentially it reads, after further review, we have unsuspended your account as it does not appear to be in violation of Twitter rules. Your account is now unsuspended. We appreciate your patience and apologize for any inconvenience. Please note that it may take 24 to 48 hours for your follower and following numbers to return to normal. So that was the first, that was what I woke up to. Melissa came and she was, hey, I got us reinstated, because she had been putting in for the entire time. So Twitter, under new management, has essentially admitted, we didn't do you right. We apologize for the inconvenience. And it was bigger than an inconvenience, because, as I mentioned, social media is how many conservative organizations earn their keep. It's how we make our money. Nice message, but we deserve more, like the ability to sue all these people that did this to us. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to read some of the tweets I put out when I got reinstated and have some fun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Totally unexpected. Melissa had been submitting something every day to Twitter saying, please reinstate our account, reinstate our account. And they finally reinstated the account. And she came into the bedroom and said, hey, we've been reinstated. And she's all excited. And I was excited for her because I know it was a big deal. But it didn't hit me until I started tweeting. I truly felt like I got out of a psychological jail. And being honest with you, I didn't think it would matter. We had already had this other bootleg account. It only had 400 people. But I was communicating with folks, and even though I was upset I wasn't getting enough coverage and all that, I didn't realize the drug that it would be to get back on and start firing away at these guys now that it's no longer owned by Gestapo. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So what I did when she said, you know, I think we're back on, and I found a picture of a buddy of mine. He's a great singer. His name is Josh, and he's pointing at me, and I put, apparently I'm back. That was the first tweet that I put when I got back, and a bunch of people started responding. So then here's what I put. my second tweet. And I want to go through these because I want you to understand all the things that were circulating through my mind at the time. And I know this may seem like, Kevin, what's the big deal? It was a big deal. Now, keep in mind, if you want to check with me daily on meaningful stuff where we post a lot of other things, I'm going to be doing a daily show. Go to Wimkin.com, W-I-M-K-I-N, Wimkin.com, and you'll love it. It's like Facebook on steroids, and download the app. That's where the majority of the things take place. 8 million conservatives on that site with about 300,000 to 500,000 on at any given day. Get the app. Put it on your phone, Apple or iPhone. Anyway, my second tweet was this. And we had spoofed the picture of Nelson Mandela, and they were holding a picture of Mandela that they gave to him when he got out of prison. And we put my picture on this picture. So it looks like Mandela is celebrating a picture of me. So I posted this, and I tweeted this. Oh, the irony of a South African freeing me from an American political social media prison. And think about that. This white dude and his snowflake woke staff persecuted a black guy for daring to have the guts to say, why don't you treat news honestly? So that was my second tweet. My third tweet, I decided to award myself a Nobel Prize. And what we did is, we spoofed this picture of me standing in front of the lectern with the Nobel Prize founder's head on it, a gold medallion, and me acting as if I'm receiving the Nobel Prize. But I said, now that I'm free from at Jack's Twitter prison, like many blacks wrongly incarcerated, I think I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. Thanks, Elon Musk, for bringing truth back to social media. So that was my third tweet. And you're going to go through this with me because I'm going to tell you, it gets better because I keep coming, revelations keep flowing. I mean, it's just this rapid fire of emotion, now that I'm free. And I'm not going to equate this in any way, shape, or form to getting out of real jail after having been wrongly accused. But I will tell you, there was a psychological piece of it that felt like that. So here's what I wrote. Back less than 30 minutes, and I just had my first Twitter holdover troll attack me. At Elon Musk would be proud to know that I didn't crush the troll, but merely blocked it. Hashtag WWJD, what would Jesus do? So that was my third tweet. My fourth tweet was, Biden released the JFK files, and guess what? Trump did it. No, wait. Elon Musk did it. No, wait. Governor Ron DeSantis did it. No, wait. The two Trumpsters who jumped Juicy Smollett did it. That was my fourth tweet. Then I said, I responded to a lady who said, I guess your lying skank thing is what got you banned. I said, no, actually it wasn't. I said, I simply asked Jack, why didn't he make the New York Times fake news when they wrongly reported about Officer Sicknick? And I said, touch the fake news nerve, I guess. So that was my next tweet. And then I thank somebody for saying welcome back. And here's the one that so far has gotten the most response. But I said, wow, over a year off Twitter and now I'm back. Thank you, Elon Musk. Perhaps all of the band should sue Joel Roth now that we know the truth. And I'm going to get to him in just a bit. And I wrote, expect fire from me now that truth has been freed from social media prison. And then I wrote this one. Lots of laugh that Elon Musk is releasing a conservative from Twitter jail. Sort of a second chance act. I truly feel like a brother who got out of prison because of DNA evidence uncovered by Musk. I'm still cracking up at my own self. Anyway, that was the second most retweeted one that I have so far. And I welcomed all the new people because I was looking, and I'm not used to getting this interaction, because I've been off the plantation. There's a prodigal son in prison. But I was getting all kinds of feedback, so I thanked everybody for their support. And then I talked about the number of Twitter followers I had. Then I posted something about my show. And then here's what I posted again, going back. I'd have this poster of me looking like Leonidas in 300, except it's me. And I put, I'm amazed at how great it feels to be back on Twitter that is under, now that it's under new management. Black conservatives are free to move into former racist neighborhood, into the former racist neighborhood, so to say. Thanks for all the new followers, and thanks to Elon Musk for my Twitter freedom. All right. Then I posted one of me looking like Action Jackson. Then I posted a clip from the show, from this show, to advertise the show. And then here's what I said when I got back on the Snarkfest. I said, while I was in Jack's prison, singing old Negro spirituals is what got me through. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Thank you, Jesus, and Elon Musk. Which got the third most likes of everything that I tweeted. And then I tweeted this. While in Jack's Twitter jail, I stuck to my truths, and I listed five truths. You ready? Biden couldn't get more than 12 million more votes than baby black Jesus. Hunter Biden is a white privileged crackhead. COVID is about as deadly as a flu. Vaccines are hurting more than they help. Weinstein ain't the only one. That's what I tweeted for that. And then hashtag Twittergate. So then I get into a little bit of a battle, and I talk a little bit about Joe Biden eradicating the fat kids by changing the BMI statistics and equated that to the economy. And there you have it. Listen, folks, sorry to take you through all that, but it was fun for me. I hope it was fun for you. But we're going to get back on track. I want to talk about Yoel Roth, the pervert.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The bottom line of the House January 6th Committee on former President Trump.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again. He is unfit for any office.
Committee co-chair, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney on President Trump. The panel is holding its final public meeting at this hour. Brace yourself for what could be, to say the least, a very challenging trip to Grandma's house for Christmas.
At the leading edge of this cold air, as it works its way through the Mideast, we're looking at the potential for a significant storm developing.
Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says the bomb cyclone will put millions of us in a deep freeze. The system will intensify over the Rockies and Central Plains before it plunges south and east. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a generation represented by you, Ray, that doesn't look for accolades. You know, my dad, when I got elected vice president, he said, Joey, Uncle Frank fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He was not feeling very well now, not because of the Battle of the Bulge, but he said, and he won the Purple Heart. And he never received it. He never got it. Do you think you could help him get it? We'll surprise him. So he got him the Purple Heart. He had won it in the Battle of Bulge. And I remember he came over to the house, and I came out, and he said, present it to him. Okay, we had the family there. I said, Uncle Frank, you won this, and I went to peace. He said, I don't want the damn thing. I'm serious. He said, I don't want it. I said, what's the matter, Uncle Frank? You earned it. He said, yeah, but the others died. The others died. I lived. I don't want it.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Joe Biden, the liar-in-chief, pathological liar-in-chief. And he stood before people who had been injured serving this country. And he just basically made crap up. He is a blatant liar. That's what Joe Biden does for a living. It's funny to me how anybody who voted for this guy or wants to support him, let me just read you part of this. Biden appeared to be rewriting history on Friday afternoon after he claimed to have visited the war-torn countries of Afghanistan and Iraq as many as 39 times, despite the number being closer to 21. Now, I'm going to stop there and just tell you, look, I'm not going to quibble over that. Okay, he practically doubled the number of times he'd been there. That's what Biden does, right? We're used to him. The numbers don't match. We did better than you said. We're better than you. You're better, better, better. We're used to that. And that's not going to impact anybody, except for, of course, if Hunter was with him and cut a deal. But I'm not worried about lies like that. I'm worried about Biden's other lies. And the thing about Biden's lies is the way he lies tells you that you can believe nothing he says. Okay, you've been to Afghanistan and Iraq 21 times. Why stretch it? You've been there more than most people. And are you what is it? Is it a competition to go, I've been there more than Donald Trump. I've been there more than any diplomat. Because it is with Biden. If you've been to Iraq 22 times, he's been to Iraq 27. If you've been to Iraq 30 times, he's been to Iraq 48. It's a competition. And let me tell you, I know these people and what he, I know the type of liar he is, because when I was younger, I was one. You were always in competition. You felt like you had to outdo somebody because there's some void in your soul. In my case, it was my dad, my criminal dad. And I know that seems like it's making an excuse, but it is. Yeah, I felt like I couldn't tell people the truth about myself because if you knew that my father was a criminal, well, what would you think about me? Well, you know what? I don't give a crap anymore, but it took a while to get over that. And I want people to understand that when you don't have that type of thing in your family, if your dad is a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, and he makes a living and he's with you and you're with your whole little family unit, these things that you never even consider that will happen in your life, you don't even think about it. You don't think about, you know, why am I a liar? Why do I do this? Why do I do that? Because you have a functional life. When your life has dysfunction, you make cover-ups. It's like the kids that get molested or they get beaten in their youth. They have a safe place to go that they create. It may seem weird to you, but in their mind, it's what you need to do to survive. And I was the same way, and I'm not making excuses for it, but that was the way it was. And Joe Biden does it. Here's the problem, though. He hasn't outgrown it. He's still doing it. This guy, by all intents and purposes, has had 50 lifetimes of political success because he should have been run out of politics. He is the last guy you want in politics. He's a liar and a schemer. And I've already gone through a lot of his history. He built his career on the lie that his wife had been killed by a drunk driving trucker and his daughter, his wife and his daughter, and it almost killed the two boys, Bo and Hunter. And the fact is, it was a blatant lie. The trucker wasn't drunk, and his wife was essentially trying to end it for the family. How bad of a person do you have to be for your wife to say, I'm going to take my life and the lives of our children and run it in front of an 18-wheeler? So you have to deal with it. And Joe Biden, I mean, he talk about making a silk purse out of a sow's ear. This guy took that tragedy that he created and built a political career on it. And you wonder why he's sitting here lying about this? They said he made the astonishing claims as he spoke to war veterans in Delaware and also told them a previously unheard story of how his uncle Frank won a Purple Heart medal for his service during the Battle of the Bulge in 1944 World War II. See, Joe Biden can't let something like that go. You can't let that iconic thing in history, event in history go to waste. You got to put a story around it. You got to make the Bidens bigger than ever. He said there appeared to be some glaring inaccurate key details in the tale, including there being no such honor ever being awarded, evidence of this honor ever being awarded. Here's what I want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Joe Biden is telling you a completely fabricated tale. And he knows the records can be checked. And when I finish, you'll understand why I tell you, if this nation accepts this, is this what you want to teach your kids? Get in front of the audience, tell them whatever you want. I used to think Bill Clinton was bad. Bill Clinton was a choir boy. I'll tell you, I watched a church burn when I was a kid. And they found out there's no such church burnings when Bill Clinton was a kid. But I thought he was bad. Biden's the worst. They said Biden went on to explain how his father urged him to have his brother Frank be awarded the prestigious medal normally given to those wounded or killed while serving on or after April 5th, 1917. Of course, as being a U.S. military serviceman. Biden claimed all of this happened when he was elected as VP in 2008. And this is where, I got to say, Biden's got a pair, because this is where the story really gets me when I was listening to it. They said his Uncle Frank passed away in 1999 and his own father died in 2002, making a conversation impossible. Well, not only did it make the conversation impossible, it made giving him the medal impossible. It made, there is nothing about this story that's true. Nothing. There's not a single element of it. He didn't have the conversation with his dad. But look, let's just put this out there. All the Bidens who served were amazing, right? They were all heroes. They all deserve Purple Hearts and Navy Crosses and Medals of Honor, etc. Absolute nonsense. And so when you look at Joe Biden as a whole, when you consider everything else we've been told about this guy. I didn't do anything with my son. I mean, my son's an honorable guy. My son's the best guy. He's a great guy. Come on, man. What is it? I dare any leftist, call this show, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Call this show and defend this. Defend this blatant lie of a story. Then defend this hack of a president. The guy that said, oh, yeah, I beat Donald Trump. Yeah, I beat him. The guy that's now talking about giving reparations and making fat kids, you know, less fat because he changed the BMI. Look, every time I looked at a BMI chart, it said I was overweight. It said I was overweight when I was in the best shape of my life, when I was built like a brick crap house, as we would say. Differently, of course. Who cares? Oh, he changed the definition of recession. It was like Al Gore who changed the statistics on welfare. So he took millions off the welfare rolls. How? He raised what it took to be on welfare by like, $2,000 or something. These people are just frauds. Unbelievable how they can be so fraudulent right to our faces.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We all know the truth about Burisma and Hunter Biden and his dealings with the Chinese energy companies and all this. You have a guy who knows nothing about energy, who's on the board of a company, and they get these fat cat contracts and money just pouring in. And the guy knows nothing. But he says, no, it wasn't influence. No, it was me, the crackhead. It was me, the failed lawyer, the womanizing, sex trafficking, prostitute seeing, blah, 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 blah. That's what they wanted. Because we all can believe that logic, right? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. See, I don't need any more evidence. I know Joe Biden released the JFK files, and I tweeted he did that because he doesn't want people continuing to look into his stuff. I mean, next thing you're going to know, you're going, here's what's in Area 51. Woohoo! We're going to run over there like a, you know, cat chasing yarn. But I'm not going to forget what's going on right here under our noses. They said the National Archives notified the White House on November 30th that we'll be releasing almost 300 emails from the Obama administration about the relationship between Hunter Biden and Burisma. This is pursuant to a FOIA request. Here's the thing about this is, first of all, we have to make, and look, I understand there's elements of things where you go, this is a national security implications, etc. I watch enough spy thrillers to know that. But this, there's no spy thriller here, folks. Anyway, they said the requested records consist of 69 images, 282 email messages that were reviewed by the NARA and cleared for release. There were 22 emails that contained information that was exempted from the FOIA request and are restricted, as well as 75 messages that will be partially redacted if Biden permits them to be released. See, we're going to enter a quandary here with Joe Biden. Have you noticed what Biden's, well, we're going to let the gays do this and the black folks do this and we're going to let the fat kids stop being tormented by Michelle Obama and, you know, he's doing all these things. What else? Oh, the LGBT. We're going to let the gay people get married officially, whatever. He's doing all these different things. And at the end of the day, none of it is anything's going to impact you positively. I mean, yeah, really, gay people can't get married? First of all, gay people can't get married. But get in whatever relationship you want. If they want to call it marriage, call it that. It'll never be recognized by me by that. If somebody said to me, I'm married to so-and-so and you're gay, I'll go, no, you're in a relationship. And it's a strong one, but you're not married. But anyway, all these distractions. Because Joe Biden wants to take us off of the real news. Draft documents that are part of the deliberative or policy-making process are exempted from the FOIA request, as the information could violate an individual's privacy or expose trade secrets. But they didn't explain which exemptions, the 22 restricted emails fall under. They said the National Archives hasn't explained why they're withholding the 22 emails. I'm wondering if those might be so interesting they don't want to give them up. That's what the writer of this particular article wrote. She says, but the email could shed light on the communications that the Obama team, including Biden or related members of the executive branch, had concerning Hunter Biden's activities with Burisma. So here's what we have, folks. We've got Hunter Biden's laptop. We know all that's been going on there. The FBI held it since 2019. They didn't want to let it out for the election because it wouldn't have helped with the theft of the election if they let us know that Biden is the big guy and his son has cut deals that he never should have been able to do that put America into the national security quagmire. No, we couldn't let that get out. So we know that Joe Biden is the big guy, that he's done all this stuff to help his son. Any father would likely have probably done something similar. So these are the things that we know. And now what they're saying is, it's kind of like, do you watch Yellowstone? And then there was that one with Sam, what's his face, with the big mustache? Sam Elliott, the one that preceded Yellowstone, that's where we are. Did you watch Game of Thrones? Did you watch, what was it, House of the Dragon or something like that? That was the one that preceded. That's what we're doing. I'm just showing you how we're Hollywood in this mug. This is what we're doing. So we know the story. We know Hunter Biden is a scumbag and this entire Biden family, my word is a Biden, are scumbags. And that Joe Biden is a pathological liar. We've already talked about that sucker earlier. We know all this. And so what we're doing now is we're going back to the beginning and saying, okay, how did we get here? How do we get to the point where Joe Biden decided, you know what, as VP, I'm not making any money. I'm watching all these Democrats around me get filthy, stinking rich, become mega millionaires. I've done. Let me tell you this. I'm gonna give you a little bit of protection for Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm about to say something that I normally wouldn't say. Joe Biden, as it goes for thieves, really didn't do a lot. Compared to his Democrat counterparts, Joe Biden is a choir boy. He's worth like $11 million. Hunter was trying to set up deals that were worth millions, you know, mega millions, if not billions. The problem is when you try to get a crackhead to set up your business, this is what you come up with. Now, in his defense, here we go again, given that Hunter is a crackhead who likes hanging out with prostitutes and other Russian, you know, bad guys and Chinese bad guys, he didn't do too badly. Oh, boy's living pretty good, considering he didn't have all the ability to put it together because he was too distracted. Every time they wanted to negotiate, they just threw another prostitute at him, and Hunter was like, oh, get my camera out, let me get my notebook out so I can document my little tryst. So he's doing all that while, you know, I don't know what we gave up, who knows? I mean, we know billions of dollars have gone to Ukraine. Look, let me put it this way. If we were talking about Donald Trump and the Trump boys, and he was putting all this effort into Ukraine right now, what do you think would be happening? The Democrats would be trying to impeach him. I'll just answer for you. That's exactly what would be happening. Anyway, they say the emails could shed light on what the communications that Obama team had, including Biden and related members of the executive branch, about Hunter's activities with Burisma. So that could pertain to any favors, interactions potentially Hunter might have asked for regarding Burisma, or any information his father or others might have discussed. In other words, this could blow up Joe Biden's ability to say, I didn't know anything about my son's dealings. He says, get this, I love this part. Joe Biden has 60 days to object to the release of the documents and exert executive privilege. It'll be interesting to see if he goes that route. Yeah, I'd say, particularly since he denied President Donald Trump's right to executive privilege over his records in regards to the records that they seized in Mar-a-Lago. But he hasn't weighed in on what he'll do as of yet. They said, if Biden does object to the release, the records could be blocked until January of 2029. Now, let me just go ahead and go out on a limb here. I'm going to make you a bet that Joe Biden blocks those documents. I know you're out there going, Kevin, he can't block it. I mean, people would go crazy if he blocked it, man. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you a bet. Anybody want to take it? Just hit me up, 844-551-8255, or send us a note at the Kevin Jackson Network. I think the Democrats are so bold in their lies, they will happily object. And he will say, nope, not going to release it. My son did nothing wrong, and there's no reason for me to release any of this information. And that'll be that. And then maybe the Republicans will try to impeach Joe Biden. Anybody want to bet on that one? Those weak-kneed sissies won't impeach anybody. Joe Biden, oh my God, he could shower with Ashley in the middle of New York and nobody would say a word. Butt naked, you know what I'm saying? That's his daughter, in case you don't know who Ashley is. Because Joe Biden used to shower naked with his daughter. I know. Don't we have a great president? The lefties should be so proud of sneaking old Joey under our noses.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.